Let your light shine in the sun, or if it's raining, let your light shine brightly, beaming with hope. Hope. Let your light shine, help the people with them pain. And let your light shine, the sun commanded your toe.
Hello, everyone. Toe.
So shine your light.
According to Find That Charity, 26% of charities have a December year end and 31% March. So charities with those year end dates will be preparing to close their books and welcome their auditors now. That's why today I'm diving into the topic of audit, something that makes most charity leaders and charity finance teams break out in a cold sweat. The word audit often brings up pictures of endless paperwork and sleepless nights. But here's the good news. With the right preparation, an audit doesn't have to be stressful. Having spent more than a decade leading finance teams through successful and clean audits, I've seen it all. And I know audits aren't always stressful. The key is preparation. In fact, an audit can even be an opportunity to improve your charity's financial processes and show off your hard work. So whether this is your first audit or you just want to up your game, I've got some practical tips to help you feel confident and in control. So let's get started. Let's start with why audits matter. In the UK, audits aren't just a box-ticking exercise. They're an important way to show your donors, your beneficiaries, and even the regulator that your charity is trustworthy and transparent. They're also a legal requirement if your income exceeds £1 million or you meet certain financial thresholds. Even if you're not required to have an audit, some funders might still request one as part of their due diligence. But audits aren't just for compliance. They're a chance to show that your charity is well run, your finances are in good shape, and you're making the most of the resources entrusted to you. Think of it as an opportunity to tell your financial story. So having said all of that, let's talk about some steps you can take to make your audit preparation smooth and stress-free. First things first, have a chat with your auditors about what they'll be looking at. Will they focus solely on financial statements, or are there other compliance areas they'll be reviewing? Knowing what to expect helps you focus your energy where it's needed. The most obvious preparatory part is organizing your financial records, but it's worth saying. So make sure your records are up to date. Reconcile your bank accounts and all your control accounts. Document all income and expenses. Remember to include your prepayments and any accruals that need to be made. And check your ledgers. Make sure transactions are accurately recorded. You don't want your auditor finding the cost for office space amidst your payroll costs. The other thing is to check that all transactions have supporting documents and that they're well organized and easy to access, because that will definitely save you hours. Also, review your policies and procedures, because auditors would often want to see how you manage your finances. Do you have clear policies for handling donations, expenses, or reserves? Are those policies being followed? For example, is there a consistent process for approving payments? These are some of the things you want to review upfront and make sure policies are being adhered to. Then the other thing to do is to prepare your trustees. Trustees are key players in your charity's financial oversight, so make sure they're familiar with your accounts and can confidently explain major decisions like reserves policies or significant expenditure. One of the first few things you should really do is revisit the previous audit findings. If this isn't your first audit, you definitely should revisit the last one. Did the auditors flag any issues? in the last audit? If they did, make sure you've addressed them all, because the auditors will definitely be looking at the last report to see if you've resolved any past concerns they had. One good thing to do as well is to do a mini audit of your own. Have someone check your accounts to make sure everything is well organized, is properly categorized, everything has the right backup documents attached, so that you can fill any gaps before the auditors arrive. Streamlining communication is also a great thing to do. And that means designating one person as a main contact for the auditors. This keeps things organized and ensures questions are answered quickly. Let your team know who that person is to avoid any confusion. Now for some bonus tips to make your audits go even smoother. First up is using digital tools. If you're not already using accounting software, now's the time. Platforms like Expense Plus, Xero, or QuickBooks make it easy to keep everything organized and generate reports. It also means that you can give the auditors read-only access so they can verify transactions rather than you spending time pulling out backup documents. That's provided you've attached the backup documents to the transactions in the software, as you can do. The other thing is to maintain audit trail. Always document your financial transactions. Auditors appreciate a clear trail that shows where the money came from and where it went. Some might say this is easier said than done, but I'm going to say it anyway. Stay calm and proactive. If auditors flag something, don't panic. Be honest, cooperative, and focus on resolving any issue they flag. Remember, they're there to help you improve. One other thing you should do is create an audit checklist specific to your charity and include things like verify restricted funds, reconcile bank accounts, reconcile control accounts, and breaking out each of the control accounts that need to be reconciled. Remember to include deadlines for these and to allocate the responsibility to team members. As you go along, it's also helpful to keep a list of any improvements you spot that can be made to the process. It will go a long way to help improve the process each year, as long as you remember to refer to it when the next audit comes up. And there you have it. Audits don't have to be stressful if you're prepared. By staying organized, involving your team, and treating the process as an opportunity to improve, you can navigate your audit with confidence. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a colleague who might be stressing about their next audit. And don't forget to subscribe to the Nonprofit Bookkeeper for more episodes like this. For quick tips, follow me on TikTok at NP Bookkeeper, that is November Papa Bookkeeper. I'm Aisha, and this has been the Nonprofit Bookkeeper. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next time. So shine your light.